Saying about the king sitting on a dagish. We're trying to figure out what's a dagish. The last line. Dagish siruga mitaychay. Amita is siruga me'agava. The difference between a dagish and a regular bed is the strings are in it. There are holes in the bedposts, and the strings go through it, and that's where the mattress is laying or something. The strings are going through. Amita siruga me'agava. The sirug, the string is around it. It's on top of it. It's not. You don't make a hole in the bedpost and put in the string. The string's on top of it.
They wrap around it.
Right, and they wrap around it. Yeah. Zakti Gemara Meisve. This can't be why it says. It says in the Braisa, it's the Mishnah Kli Eitz Me'emusai Mekabel Tumah. When is the Kli Eitz Mekabel Tumah? That means normally a Kli is only Mekabel Tumah when it's Nigmar Kli, when there's a Gemara to it. Before the Gemara Kli. Before the kli is finished, it's not mekabel tuma. So here it says kli eitz meimus and mekabel tuma. When is the mekabel tuma? Hamita va'arisa, a bed and a baby crib. Mishiyashufim ba'or adag. When you rub it with the fish of the skin of the fish. So that's how you rub it against the wood and it becomes smooth. So ve'im mita mesureges. If me'argaba lama liusifas or adag. If by a bed you're sarig it from on top. And you wrap it around, so you don't see it anyways, the bedpost. So why do you need to, why do we say that it works till, it goes until you smooth it out with a fish?
Well, you have the footboard and the headboard, and that's not covered by the rules.
There was no footboard and headboard, it was just bedpost.
And they stood in the air.
The bedboards on the sides have to be held up.
The
piece of wood at the end
and
the top that physically
holds
it.
Not a big board. I'm not sure what you mean. You have bedboards behind you to knock your head in the wood. Everyone has now. We have metal things that hold it up.
But if you only have the side boards, the side boards have to stand on something.
And if you have a high riser, yeah, it doesn't have anything going up.
Because you have the metal.
So it is there. It's there and it works.
Okay. Held it up.
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. Gemara. Fine. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So if a mita is only on tap. So then you don't need to be Meshav Shavim Ba'ayadag. Why does the Mishnah say that in order to be Mekabel Tumah is only after you smoothed it out?
Ba'ayadag was like sandpaper.
Right, it was like sandpaper. Right? So why do you need that to smooth it out?
I think that's more for polishing it than taking it off.
They're both within. They're not, the mita is not that it's on top of it. It's not that you put the strings on top. It's within it. Mita ulei v'afuke b'bezayna. And mita, you put it through the holes. Dagish ule vafuke bafkata, dagish, you put it through loops, which means you have loops at the end and then you connect it to the loops. Fine. I'm a Yaakov Ben Levi.
Picture?
Well,
it doesn't have.
No?
It might cut it as a picture.
Yeah. It means either it's going through the holes or it's going through the loops. It's connected to the loops.
On the beams, there were loops.
I'm Rabbi Yaakov Meshuv Ben Levi. Halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Like we saw yesterday, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Dagish Matir Kavitim Vunaytam Elav. You untie the Kavitim and it falls down by itself by Aval. That's what he did. Rabbi Yaakov Ami Mitosh and Akdata Yaitzin. A bed that, you know, in Sukkah we have this. We have this bed that had two posts in the middle, and then you put like a canopy on top. And it went down. So now, if you can't, you're going to turn. The halacha be'aval, as we said, you have to turn over the beds. You can turn over the beds. Where is it, how's it going to be? It's not going to be. As you can't turn it, nothing helps you. What do you do? It won't stand. Yaitzin zaykva v'daya. Shnekta yaitzin, when the naklitim go up out of it. Zaykva, you pick up the bed, v'daya, and that's enough. That means you stand, you make the bed standing. You stand up the bed.
Vertically,
and that's enough.
I might say we're not knowing today any of this.
No. We do cover mirrors and all the pictures, right. But
we don't turn up a beds or chairs.
No, we don't
do this. I think a long time ago they didn't have really chairs. All they had were the beds to sit on.
He's right. There was no chairs in the house. No, so the same way we don't sit on regular chairs. We don't turn them over, but we don't sit.
They sat on the floor.
So that was
avoid sitting on a chair.
Avoid sitting on the bed. Why don't we do such a simon, turn over chairs? Zog the Mishnah. Let's do whatever. What? On Tisha B'Av, we don't turn over the chairs.
So we put
down... because maybe we sit on it.
No, because we put low chairs down, so that's
the same. Right, yeah. Zog the Mishnah, Umaytza the Mechemes HaRishus, Api Bezen Shoshim Ve'echot. We go out to Mechemes HaRishus. We're talking about a Melech here. So the Melech goes to the Bezen, and he gets Rishus to go to Mechama. Besides Mechemes Mitzvah, that way we don't need Bezen Shoshim Ve'echot. Upayi Tzlas Lederech. If he wants to go and go right through a road, we make shortcuts for him. We just open roads for him. We destroy houses, whatever it is. Rashi says Sada v'Karma.
My
house dafka. We destroy fields just to let the melech go through. You can't stop him. Derech haMelech ain't no shir. He can make. He wants the whole entourage. There's no shir. He can make it as wide as he wants.
Route 9.
The nice and light. The whole when they go to Melchama, they take the what's it called? Those you take the
booty.
The what?
The booty.
The spoils. Yeah. The nice and light, and you give it to him. All the spoils that comes back from the Melchama, you give it to him, and vahu night al chelik bereish, he takes the first dibs. Not only the first dibs. Rashi says that he takes half. Night al mechza, he takes half of it.
A melech is allowed to steal from the people.
It's not stealing.
A melech, if he's pirates guy, he's eminent opening
domain.
Up. If he's stealing property.
Oh, but he'll have to pay for it.
The melech would have to pay for it, but he can't enforce it.
Why not? Sure, he can't just walk over someone's property. But we're saying that
when he makes a road, he doesn't have to pay.
If you just stock someone's property, sure he has to pay. Why not? We're just telling you he's allowed to do it.
It's pirates. He could walk through.
He could walk through, true.
As long as the person came out, doesn't mean he can make
a road.
He can't pay for regular road.
It's like a tax. You hit the
doors. No, you can't just walk over someone's field. Is that...
Why? Mouth can. He can make
pirates means that that we're allowed to go. He's allowed to do it. You're not allowed to go ahead and say, okay, let me just break your field and I'll go pay you for that. No, do that.
No.
Melech's allowed to do that. It doesn't say he gets it for free. Why should he get it for free? It's not to work with someone.
Because he's not a permanent role.
Exactly.
It's temporary.
Okay, so
Tanina.
Tanina.
Chod ezim ne'en yaitzel ha'mechamez ha'rishus. Elof yigad nishim ve'achav. We learned in the Mishnah, that based on Aleph, that you don't go mechamez ha'rishus only with bed nishim ve'achav. What's this Mishnah coming to tell you? The Melech, once it said already everything from Melech, Tananami, Maitzi, le'mechamez ha'rishus, Yumaitzi, le'mechamez ha'rishus. Exactly. Amar Rav Yudam HaShemur. There's a parasha in Shmuel, in Sefer Shmuel, that says what a melech could do. It doesn't say what a melech could do. It says, B'neichem of Naseichem Yikach, he could take your children. And the pasuk goes on and says many things that the melech, V'samlai B'mekafte, V'farasha, V'yotzul V'nei, he takes, he could do whatever he wants. The kid says, it's a machlekes in the Gemara, what this means. Amrav Yudah HaMashmuel, Kalam Peshas Melech, Melech Mutabai. The melech is mutif him to do, he's allowed to do it. Yavam Aloy Nehme Pashasu. Really, he's not allowed to take your children from you. It's just to scare you. You should be afraid of him. There's a din you have to be afraid of a melech. So we're telling you, he's so powerful that he could do this, but not that really he could do it. Anything that says to frighten Klal Yisrael. You should be scared of him. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Gimel mitzvahs nitzdavi yisov and misas alayat." There were three mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael were mechuyev to do right when they came to Eretz Yisrael: lahamid la'melech, to make a melech; lahachir zara shel amalek, to knock out or to kill out amalek; v'lidin lezem beis abchir, and to build the beis hamikdash. Rabbi Noah, I'm aloy nema pashas uelik negatay masa. Rabbi Noah is going back on before that we said same tassim alach amalech. He says this pashas is coming to teach you that. The reason why the Baruch Hashem gave you this melech wasn't because of a mitzvah, was because they were, Klal Yisrael was going to complain. We're not like any other nations. Give us a melech. You want to be like other nations. And it says the end of the pasuk over there, so put them, we want like all the other nations. Tanya. The old people of the generation, the Chashiva people, they ask Ha'igin Shenema, we want a melech to for shayfit. We want to be scared of a melech. But they wanted a melech for different purposes. You want to be like all the other nations. He should go in front of us by wars. Like the same way the goyim complained that, you know, you're giving klais or some of the mitzvahs. You don't have the mitzvahs, Baruch Hashem gave them sukkah. So we had the Amiratzim complained, no, we want a melech. We want to look like the other nations. Tanya Beis Yemesh Leishem Mitzvah Tav Yisrael B'Knesas and Laetz. Three mitzvahs. Klai Yisrael was mitzvah when they went into Yisrael. Lahamad Lamelech. To make a melech. Lachat Yashal. Amalek Lundin Beis Mechir. To build a Beis Amidish. Any day. Ezem and Tchila. What are you supposed to do first? You come into Yisrael. What's the first thing you're supposed to do? Shayim Kiyad Al Keis Ka. Melcham Al Hashem B'Amalek. Lahamad Lamelech Tchila. To build a melech first. Why? Well, how do you know that? Because Kiyad Al Keis Ka. What's case? Kise. Ven Kise Al Melech. Kise is a melech. Shnev Yashav Shloim Al Kise Hashem Lamelech. So fine. So you know Melech comes first. What about the other two? Which one comes first? First it says to kill out all the Ivan.
Come first. They had to conquer it as well.
No, this doesn't mean just conquer. This means to attack. I mean, you conquer it. But you still have Zayish Amalek. Make sure there's nothing left. So he says from everything. Make sure nothing's left. And then Hashem. So Avayim Elachaz Hashem, Amalek first clean out the whole Amalek Tchila V'chein. And then Avayim Akam Shivich Hashem build the Beis Hamikdash. V'chein B'David Avayim Avayim Kiyach Avamelech David B'Beis Hav Hashem Miniach Lemisavif V'chsev. Avayim Avamelech Anas Anav Yirei No Anochi Anochi Yesh Beis Hav. I'm sitting in a fancy house, and the Baruch Shem is not. Let's build the Beis Hamikdash. Omer Shlakim Tchila Mal. Now a new mamre.
How come Gemara only brought a riot from what actually happened on the last mitzvah? What happened to the first two? The Shal HaMelech, as soon as he became a Melech, went after Amalek. And it was a Melech first. So what did Gemara bring a riot from the Maisa?
Okay, very good. Amesh Lakish. B'tchilo HaMelech Shleim El Yainim. First Shleimah was Melech on the El Yainim. Shenem V'yeshu Shleimah Kisei Hashem. And then he ruled over down here. Those are cities. Tifsach was one end of the world, and Azza was the end of the world. They were together next to each other. Just like he was Malach. And that's what you see with Malach on the whole world. How? Today, you understand, you can be Melech in the whole world, you have phones and this. What does it mean he was Melech in the whole world? What do you know what's going on in Australia?
He took taxes from them.
That's it? That's what it means, right?
No,
okay. When did he get to Australia? No airplanes, okay.
No one lived there,
what?
Maybe it was
not the only place you see this. World. You see it by Cheshverish.
Yeah, so this is the same thing.
Maybe it was a civilized
one. Okay. There was no America then, so it wasn't...
It was a smaller world.
Yeah, I talked about it.
By the way, the part that everyone learns is that first he was Malach on the El Yonu and the Tachton. Afterwards, it was only the Tachton, not the El Yonu.
Okay. And the Gemara is a mashma. 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 That was it. So the Gemara is a mashma. The Gemara is a mashma. The Gemara is a mashma. So first he was Malach on the whole world, and then he was only on Klai Yisrael. Shnei Mani Kehles, so you see Malach al Yisrael, just on Yisrael. Ul b'seif the Malach Ela al Yishalayim, just Yishalayim, Shnei Medibir Kehles, but over Malach Yishalayim. Ul b'seif the Malach Ela al Mitasa, in his own bed. Shnei Mehinim Mitasa, Shal Shloimer. Ul b'seif the Malach Ela al Makloi, only on his stick. Shnei Mezeh HaYechelki Mikol HaMali. What is Chelki? Yavash Mulchadam HaMakloi? There's a stick v'chadam HaGoinda, his clothing. So you see, look what happened to him. What happened to Ashmedoi? Pushed him off his own throne, and he was left with nothing. He says, "Doctor, mahada or loyada? Did he end up getting it back or no? Navish mulchada mahada. He ended up getting it back. Chadam loyada. He didn't end up getting anything back. Mandam loyada melech vehedit. He was a melech, and he became a hedit. Mandam hada melech vehedit u melech. He became back a melech. You have to learn nach to know exactly what was going on over there. How he ended up with nothing. Doctor, mahavayt the pirates in death. The king you make a death. Tanaban oitzes melachim. The spoils." The Melech. What they gain, they attack another country. Whatever they got from the Melech gets. The Shabbiza Shabbizin, the rest of the spoils, Mechtel, the Melech Mechtel Am. Only about the Ram and the Rabbach, Bishlai, Ma'itis, Melech, and the Melech. The spoils that the Melech had, the other Melech, when he conquered the Melech, Ucha, the Milson. That makes sense. The Melech gets what the Melech, what the other Melech had.
That's from treasury.
Right. The Shabbiza Shabbizin, Mechtel, Melech, Mechtel Am. Why is he getting it? Menalem, where do you know it from? The Chassid says in pasuk Mishchel Hashem leNogid uleTzadik haKayin. So now Makish Nogid leTzadik. Nogid is the king. Is we make a Hakish Nogid to the Tzadik. Ma Tzadik Mechzala Achiv. Just like a Kayin Gadol gets half him and half his brothers. That means every carbon, the lechem upon him. he gets half to the Kohen Gadol, and the rest of the Kohenim split the other half. Afnagin mechzalay mechzal achim. V'tzadik guf eminala. How do you know by tzadik? How do you know by the Kohen Gadol? He gets half. Tanya Rabbi Yehoshua voice line levanov mechzal Aaron who mechzal levanov. So Aaron gets always half. He can pick out half.
Okay. It's a difference, though.